here be in the name of God.
Yeah.
As we gather on this Ash Wednesday evening, in just a little bit you will hear the words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." As a cross of ashes is imposed on your forehead, for most of us, that's not the first time that a cross was made there. Years ago for some, not long ago for others, we were held and someone made that same cross, baptizing us in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In that service, we make promises for ourselves, or if we were not able, someone made them for us. The question is asked, will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Prophet Isaiah, in tonight's lesson, reminds us of those same things. What it means to be a faithful follower of God. What it means to be a faithful follower of God who is not so much concerned about what it looks like to the world, but how best we are responding to God's call to serve. As we enter this season of fasting and penitence, the prophet Isaiah reminds us with these words, "Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. If you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noon, will be like the noonday." We are reminded in the words of the servant himself that it is in service that we are most fully following God's call. It is in serving that we are most responding to our baptismal vows. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That's why we gather here tonight, to remember that we are here but for a little while. But while we're here, we're called to make a difference. We are called to make a difference in ways that make a real difference in other people's lives. Jesus reminds us in the gospel this evening that we need to beware of practicing our piety before others in order to be seen by them. It's not just coming to church. It's not just wearing a cross around your neck. It's not just glibly calling yourself a Christian or a member of St. Paul's. But it is doing the work that God calls us to do. So as we come forward, let us remember not only that thumb on our foreheads this evening, marking the sign of the cross, but let us in that action feel and know the cross that was placed there years ago, marking us as Christ's own forever. Now, I know technically you shouldn't say these words during this holy season of Lent. But as we remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, let us also remember the words from the burial office. All we go down to the dust, but even at the grave, we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Amen.